Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
All you have to do is look at the words of the Ukrainian president that he just issued, and you know it's a hoax. It's an absolute disgrace what they're doing to our country. The Ukrainian president came out and said very strongly that President Trump did absolutely nothing wrong. That should be case over. But he just came out a little while ago and he said President Trump did absolutely nothing wrong, and that should end everything. But it will never end it because they want to do what they want to do.
All right, so we start again, once again, on the road to what's going on with impeachment. Hey, everybody, did you have a good holiday? I hope so. I think the president still had a good holiday, but he is right that the Ukrainian president did come out and say there was no quid pro quo, meaning that the money wasn't held up and in an effort to, you have to investigate the Bidens. He was grilled by Time magazine reporters and some European reporters as well, the Ukrainian president, and said that that wasn't the case. There is a little bit more, and I will give you the direct quotes on that. But that was the president's reaction to the latest of what's happening. There's more reaction from Republicans. The Republicans are saying it's ridiculous, outrageous, and we're releasing our own report. And that's exactly what they're doing as this all marches forward. So Republicans launched their impeachment defense right after everybody got back from the holiday, and they're saying this report is aimed at defending the president's claims against abuse of power. It's 110 to 123 pages, depending on what pages you count, written by Republican members on three House committees. They formalized their own version of what's happening and used it and pushed it out there. And they're saying the same tactics is what the Democrats are doing in a different way. So regardless, the president isn't waiting to hear the formal case against him because he doesn't have to. Ultimately, it will make little difference because his defense was long ago just out there based on the fact that he's got a narrative and that's a narrative that has been sold from day one. So the House Republican allies on Monday, in effect, had a pre-rebuttal. That's a more specific way to put it, of this report that's coming out from the Democrats, this impeachment investigation that will be released by the House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff on Tuesday. So it's a day ahead of that. What will that document say? The message of the Republican document was a little bit different, that the the personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, was in the middle of this, and that's what it was. And the whole Ukrainian drama amounts to just a coup, basically. And the evidence doesn't show that this is what happened, that the president, in fact, directed what the Democrats are saying that he directed to happen, the investigation of the Bidens, or we're not going to give you the money that has already been allotted, saying there was no pressure on Zelensky on the call at all on July 25th, and there wasn't any evidence of this, that it's not correct. Then you have the Ukrainian president, who, like I mentioned, had a conversation with some journalists, and he said that the version of what the president is saying, that no quid pro quo happened, is exactly what the case is, that there wasn't a quid pro quo. And he said, I don't trust anyone at all. So he did go on to say that. I don't trust anyone at all. And during his, you know, he's barely like 6 months into his presidency when this happened in July, this phone call. And he said that he's going to make his first round of peace talks, of course, with Russia. They're scheduled to take place in Paris on December 9th to end the war that has been going on along their border, and that's where his focus has been. And that's this war has been going on for 5 years. But he doesn't expect too much from the West going into those negotiations in December. So specifics on the president. On the president, he said that that he and the Ukrainian president, he and Donald Trump never discussed the decision to withhold American aid to the Ukraine for 2 months in the context of quid pro quo involving political favors, which, of course, is the center of the impeachment inquiry in Congress. But he did push back on the president's claim about corruption in the Ukraine and question the fairness of Trump's decision to freeze the American aid. Because he said, if you're our strategic partner, then you can't go blocking anything for us. I think that's just about fairness, but it's not about quid pro quo. And, of course, I mentioned Russia and what's happened along the border. 13,000 Ukrainians, did you know, that have died because of the conflict. More killed or wounded every single week. That's where the focus is. That's why that money was so important, and that's how this all trickled down. But the focus is on December 9th. However, he did say, no quid pro quo. That wasn't the case. He said that was not it whatsoever. And his focus is on Putin, and his focus is on Russia and Western allies. And what they are doing to help the Ukraine. He was even asked, what role do you see the U.S. playing in the peace process moving forward? And he said, first of all, they have direct relations with Russia to influence Russia to make everyone see that this war is a big tragedy and it must end. I think that Mr. Trump can speak directly, and I think they do talk about these things, meaning he could talk to Putin. And that was that. So does that play into anything that happens with impeachment? No, because the Democrats will release their findings. The Republicans released sort of their pre-rebuttal, like I called it. And then we move on to what happens with the Senate. Some of you are not so worried about that. You're more concerned about this winter storm. It was so bad in Albany, 14 and a half inches of snow. There's all kinds of accidents. Here's what the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, had to say.
Declaration of a state of emergency allows more flexibility for the state government working with the local governments to make sure we can deploy resources where we need to deploy resources.
Yeah, why is he saying that? Because it was so bad. I mean, they were just saying, just stay off the roads. There was a bus crash. About 30 passengers were injured there, and there was no visibility. 14 and a half inches, you could not see in front of you. I just think that if you can't see in front of you and you're getting that much snow, anybody who is not calling off work, I don't get it. Unless it's an emergency. Unless you are the emergency crew, what could you possibly do to go to work in the middle of that dangerous condition? In New England, it wasn't great either. In Connecticut, a lot of you are listening to us there. They say they responded to about 1,900 calls for service, 270 accidents, 21 had injuries. It was that bad on Sunday. Same thing with New Jersey, same thing in Massachusetts. Lots and lots of problems. 6,000 flights delayed on Monday, 800 flights canceled. It was nasty, the snow. Stay with us.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers. Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now. Anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Director Catherine Bigelow crossed a big barrier in Hollywood for winning one of the biggest industry prizes. I'm Kate Delaney, and this is her story.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea builds the red corpuscles in our blood, which bring oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves, and cancer dies in oxygen. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.
The Hurt Locker was a movie about an Army bomb squad unit in Iraq, their dangerous missions and personal battles in war-torn Baghdad. In 2008, Catherine Bigelow won for Best Director, and the film won 5 other Oscars, including Best Picture. She even bested her former husband, James Cameron, whose science fiction picture Avatar was considered to be a frontrunner. I'm Kate Delaney, and that's her story. Ah, yes, indeed. Interesting. Catherine Bigelow, her story is a fun feature we started to do to highlight women who are just kicking it, have kicked open the door, the pathway, etc., and the men that support them, frankly, in the past and in the future. But anyway, Catherine Bigelow, film director, producer, screenwriter, she did Point Break. I love Point Break. Strange Days, K-19, The Widowmaker. Hurt Locker, you heard there, Zero Dark 30, and she was married to James Cameron, and she won that award for Best Director, and that was such a first. But she was somebody who spent a couple of years early on at an art institute, and then she won a scholarship when she was like 20. That's how the story goes, to the Whitney Museum's Independent Study Program, and she learned, you know, she was making art and she learned all these incredible things and kind of applied that to her movie making skills. I believe I've heard her talk about that before. So, you know what the interesting thing is, you look at the Oscars and whatever you think about awards or not, I mean, that's the creme de la creme. If you can get an Oscar, the 2019 Oscar nominations are being announced Tuesday morning, Pacific time, 5:20 a.m. Mm-hmm. And it's always a big deal. They have the announcements from the Academy's Samuel Goldwyn Theater, and then they talk about the fact that the Academy Awards ceremony is going to be broadcast, when it's going to be broadcast, and all of that. That's like that's obviously the big deal when they do that. And and of course, they're going to be announced at 5:20, not tomorrow, in the future, coming up in a couple of months, so not to mislead anyone. But when they do it, it's always a big deal because of what goes into trying to compete in some of these tough, tough categories. You know, we could do a show one day on the relevance of awards and does that at all influence you. We do the cheap movie reviews, and I think it's personal taste as to what you're going to see at the movies or whether you're just going to stay home and sit on your assets, and so to speak, and watch whatever streaming. Because, you know, now we know that people like to binge watch. I'll throw this out there. I saw a great flick. If you like Martin Scorsese, The Irishman is a really good movie. Al Pacino's in it. Robert De Niro's in it. And it's entertaining and interesting. I like to call this segment odds and ends. So here's a crazy thing. When my nephew was 5, 6, 7, we went to New Smyrna Beach many, many, many times. And we'd body surf, have fun. I mean, he loved the water. He would scare me to death because he just would keep going. He would go out as deep as he could possibly go. So I was, as a result, always frantically hanging on to him. And once again, I just saw a story about a 7-year-old who was on a surfboard with his dad. They were having some fun that whole Thanksgiving long weekend. It was like 80 degrees, and they're out there surfing. His dad is shooting him in the water, and he's out there too. And guess what? A shark knocks him off the board. A small black tip shark knocks the kid off the board. It's crazy. It's like the shark, I don't know, it feels like the shark capital of the world to me, because every time they do Shark Week, they always show New Smyrna Beach. It's so common that they call it that. The international shark attack files say that anyone who's been swimming there has been within 10 feet of the shark. So I would like to say that I didn't know that, and I have been within at least 10 feet of several sharks, I'm sure, in my lifetime, because I took my nephew, who is a Floridian and lives in Tampa, to New Smyrna many, many times. And like I said, if I knew that, we wouldn't have been in that water. We would have been finding the pool, been at Disneyland, wherever else we would have gone. But as much as he loved the water, it would have scared me. I remember I used to say to him, jokingly, what would you do if a shark comes up? And he said, Aunt Kate, we punch him in the nose. Punch him in the nose. I said, yeah, we punch him in the nose. That's what we do. We punch him in the nose. All right, how about this? We move from that crazy thing to the Black Friday analysis. You know, what was the big winner? What did everybody want? And electronics always wins, right? Electronics technology trumps everything, or appliances. So the big thing that's happening, and the gaming world is huge, the people in the gaming world are excited about next gen. PlayStation, Xbox, doesn't come out till next holiday season, but the Nintendo Switch is really attracting a lot of attention. So the Switch was one of the most popular things that was sold on Black Friday. Nintendo had the same deal that it did in previous years, a Switch console and a free download of Mario Kart 8 for $299. So that saved you about $60. You got to stay on top of this stuff, right? They even had a discounted Call of Duty Modern Warfare. That was the video game winner, because that video game is huge. So that was cheaper. And then Madden NFL is always big, and FIFA's big, and NBA 2K, all of that. And the other thing, the other big winners included AirPod Pros. That was the hot piece of technology. People wanted the AirPods. So they sold a crazy amount of those. They said Apple said they sold about 3 million earbuds over the holiday, and they think they're going to sell about 15 million in December. And then, you know, there was Fitbit, where you can track every foot you take. You know exactly how many steps that you make across the globe or across your carpet to get up and get more chips. I don't know. Something, right? I hate Black Friday. I can't stand to be in a crowded shopping place where you just can't even, and I like people, where you can't even, oh my gosh, can't even breathe. It's so sad to hear stories like this, and what a thing to end on with odds and ends, but four generations of a family were killed on a hunting trip when their plane crashed in South Dakota. I saw the wreckage. They were showing video of it, and they were traveling to go hunting. There was brothers, Jim and Kirk Hansen, and they were in a single-engine plane with their father when it crashed after takeoff. And there were three survivors, so I guess that's the good news in this, but also killed in the crash, Jim Hansen Jr.'s son, Jake Hansen, Jake's son, Houston, and just, you know, others that were killed in this, sons. Sad thing. And of course, they investigate what could have gone. And it's always about that. Was it weather related? The plane went down before noon, you know, with a major winter storm, was falling at about an inch an hour. So then you got to wonder about visibility. They say it was like, you know, at times less than a mile, so maybe that could have been part of it, but they're looking at it, the National Transportation Safety Board, which is what they always do. They don't try to speculate, but you have to think that weather would be a factor in this. But can you imagine they all go off together, and they're celebrating the holiday, and this is a big deal, and then the plane goes down. I've been on, not the kind of plane they were on, but I've been on some small planes, and even my friend Ron let me fly his plane and was teaching me how to fly. And I felt pretty confident about it, but I realized just how vulnerable you can be depending on the weather and how much you have to be on top of any change whatsoever. Or else, poof, like that. I mean, the weather can change in an instant, or something around you, and how you have to really watch what's happening and pay attention to what some of those cues are. All right, the music means I'm ducking out of here. And it's the handoff time. I'll see you in a few minutes.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
US
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
You cannot think of a bigger, brighter contrast than what's happening right now. The president's on his way to NATO, where he has secured over $130 billion in additional NATO funds from NATO members. And you've got the Democrats doing basically nothing.
Counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, says President Trump going about his business while the Democrats continue the impeachment inquiry witch hunt. She tells Fox News,
they think they finally got him. They don't. They should just admit they have no idea how to beat him in 2020.
And former President Jimmy Carter, who's 95 years old, back in the hospital in Americus, Georgia, that facility, about 10 miles away from where he lives in Plains. He's being treated for a urinary tract infection. The Carter Center says he's feeling better. Carter was home for Thanksgiving after being released from Emory University Hospital in Atlanta, where he spent 2 weeks. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Time for this. Think holidays. Think a new year coming up and resolutions and all of that. So in Author's Corner, we have Nancy Ruth with us, and she has a book out called The Answer Book, a devotional for busy families, religion devotional. That's what it is. That's what we're talking about. And families that are busy, boy, isn't that pretty much everyone? Nancy Ruth, welcome to the show. And pretty much you have described everybody.
I know it describes me.
Me too, exactly. And so we get it. And I guess that's a good thing to talk about. I think what happens is sometimes people don't necessarily mean to do it, but they kind of push devotional work or biblical work to the side a little bit, not doing it intentionally, but saying, oh, I'm so busy, and then we'll just bump in another week or whatever. But now you having this answer book, I think, is so valuable. Is that part of the reason you did it?
Definitely. It's so easy. You know, it's on your to-do list, but there so are a million other things. And so what I designed this to be is really short. And if you miss a day, it's not a big deal. You pick it up right where you left off, and you just keep going. So it's much more practical.
Yeah, and it's go ahead, especially people with children, right?
Oh, yeah. With kids, you never know what's going to happen. Pretty soon, everybody's sick, or you've just had an awful day and run to soccer and everywhere else, and you just come home and you crash.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's just how life works. And the main thing I've been working on my own habits recently, including my devotional system. And so, you know, if you miss a day, it's not a big deal. You just pick it up the next day and you try to keep going from there.
And you said it, you know, that's where I was jumping in. I knew it. It's a system. So you have a system. And as you mentioned, just because you miss it doesn't mean you can't immediately pick it up the next day. And when you were putting this together, was that on your mind?
Oh, definitely. I had been working with families that were looking for something to do at home as a family devotional. And all they could find were the baby Bibles or like new Christian materials. And they said, my kids are past that. What do I do? And so I really wanted to be able to provide something because I had trouble finding at the time anything that was a family devotional. But thankfully, there's more coming out right now. And this is one of them, the Answer Book.
And putting this together, and you have so much experience in children's ministry, you obviously tapped into that. What do you find that is so valuable, the great takeaways for the people who get your book, The Answer Book, A Devotional for Busy Families?
One of the things that's a little bit different about this devotional is it's not just character trait driven, and it's not just Bible basics. So it takes it a step further to say, okay, kids are asking hard questions. I work with kids and I get asked the tough questions all the time, and I love it. But I also love looking for the answers for those, and it intimidates some people. So this is kind of a way for families to start by introducing the fact that not everyone believes the Bible and not everyone agrees with what Christians believe. And so it's a way to explore some of those questions as a family. And by turning to Scripture to say, okay, what does the Bible say about this? So not only are you addressing some of these questions, but you're also training kids to say it's okay to ask the tough questions. And when you do, you know, look at what the Bible says. Look for what Christian leaders and Bible teachers say, and then go back to the Scriptures and say, now, is this really true?
Yeah. I talked about your experience, and boy, you do have a whirlwind of experience. You have a master's of divinity, and you just did another master's, and again, you are so steeped in what you're doing. But one of the things I read about you, and I think people can relate to this too, is you're going along, you have your family, you're serving as a children's minister, you're a director, you're a volunteer, and life is great, and then all of a sudden your sister dies, and she died back in 2003. What was that like, and how did that shake up your world and change what you were doing?
Well, shake up my world is the right way to say that. I had been in seminary, just started seminary, and had been there a week, and we got a phone call out of the blue that she wasn't supposed to live to the weekend because of cancer. So that was tough. She did actually live another 4 months, and I went home a lot during that time. But she and I were really close. She was like my second mother. And so when she died, my whole world seemed like the bottom fell out. And I really questioned everything and didn't know what to turn. It was like, I don't know, living in a kaleidoscope where there's no ceiling or floor.
Yeah.
And so through that, I finally came back to the one thing that I knew for sure was that there was a God who obviously had not given up on me because he kept showing up in different places where I didn't want him.
Yeah.
So from there, I had to rebuild everything in my life and question a lot of things. And I really felt like I wasn't prepared for that. And nobody really is. But, you know, I had never asked tough questions about what I'd been taught and what I had believed. I'd never actually examined them to say, okay, why do I believe this? And so I was having to go through that as well as put my life back together. And it was really tough. But my goal with these studies is to lay a bit of the groundwork, because at some point everybody's life falls apart in one way or another. And if we can equip kids to be ready to know it's okay to ask those questions and to really think about what they believe and why, I think they'll be better prepared for when the bottom falls out of life.
Wow, well said. And to be armed with that would be so precious to give that to a child. I mentioned this a couple times, but the Answer Book, A Devotional for Busy Families, you can get it Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, Kindle. And this is the first edition. And now you've got a second edition, of course, coming out at the end of November, which is now.
We actually hit a delay on that. So it's going to be the second week in December. They're promising me the second week in December.
That always happens with books. We understand that. So that comes out in a month or so, let's say. And what was different about, what did you tweak or what did you do differently in the second edition?
The second edition is much like the first. It still follows the same framework. Most of what I'd call the guts of the book, the inside part of it, didn't change. It does have a new cover. It's under a new publisher and has a new back description. But the guts of it are very much the same as the first edition.
Yeah, and as we said, so there you go. As we said, the thing that's key is having the system, if you will, in place, and then that way you don't have to, because I think we beat ourselves up too, Nancy. I think people get upset when they drop off and then just continue to go down the road. There's no reason to be upset. You just pick it up the next day, right?
That's right. But it's tough to remind yourself that it's okay to do that because you think, oh, well, I've messed up. Well, there's no hope for me now, and that's wrong. We can definitely pick it back up and just keep going.
Yeah. You know, it's so funny in talking to you, and we're speaking with Nancy Ruth, and we're talking about The Answer Book, A Devotional for Busy Families. Do you have a favorite biblical story?
I have several, but I think one of my favorites is an uncommon one, and it's one of Elijah right after he had that confrontation with the prophets of Baal, and everybody knows that story, and the fire came down from heaven and burned the offering and all this stuff and showed that God was supreme. But right after that, he had to run for his life, and he ran and ran because the king and queen were going to kill him. Ended up on the mountain of God. And when he got there, he said, God, I can't do it anymore. It's just me serving you, and you just need to kill me now because there's no point of me being here. And I think it's so interesting what God did, because he didn't rebuke him. He didn't, you know, punish him. What he said was, first of all, you're not by yourself. There are at least 500 others who have not worshipped the false God. And second of all, I am with you, and I'm going to bring someone to come alongside you so that you can remember that you're not alone, and I am with you. And I think that's so encouraging for all of us.
Boy, I do too. It's as soon as you were saying that, I was visualizing and remembering that, and it's interesting. You're right. It's not often talked about, but so powerful. One of the things that is interesting about your writing, and I can certainly see it, is that you, when you're writing the terminology and you're defining and you're talking, you really, because especially again, you're steeped in all this knowledge that you have, you're trying to make it very palatable, and it is, frankly, for the challenges families face. When you set out to do this, what was it like writing that?
Well, to answer that question, I have to tell you why I went to seminary, because I've been called to work with kids for a long time. And when someone challenged me to go to seminary and I was looking at the standard pastor's degree, that Master of Divinity, the reason I went for that is because kids were asking me tough questions about things like the Trinity and stuff like that, and I didn't know how to answer it. And so I went into the schooling and things thinking, okay, I'm going to learn this stuff so that I can try to explain it to kids. And so through all this learning, I'm always thinking of that filter. Now, how can I take this and explain it to kids? And the side benefit to that I discovered is it also helps for people who didn't grow up in the church. They're not familiar with these churchy words and things. And so using that same mindset of how to explain this without talking down to someone is just become part of how I do ministry and how I write.
Yeah, I love it. And I like how you said the churchy words, because that's it. It's, you know, people, it's that whole thing about people being afraid to drink from the fountain because they think, oh, I can't really do it. And that's the beauty of your book, really. The Answer Book, A Devotional for Busy Families, is a perfect time to pick this up. Thank you so much, Nancy Ruth, for coming on. Tell us your website, because people can also go there.
Sure. The easiest way to get there is nancyruth.org. It's just easier to remember, nancyruth.org, and it'll take you directly to the Parent Road Ministries website, which is where you'll find me and the other things that I write.
Excellent. Nancy, thanks.
Thank you. You have a great day.
You too.
Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at HBExtract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
In this edition of For Your Health, we're going to talk about vaping and also something that affects a lot of people. Anthony Los Cuadro joins us. He's the founder and director of Intaction, and we're talking about newborns and circumcision. So, Anthony, tell us the dilemma with circumcision and what people wrestle with, especially with religious traditions, etc., and what people don't know as the cons or the pros of circumcision.
Absolutely. And first, Kate, thanks for having me on the show again. It's always a pleasure speaking with you. And what I'd like to start off with is I want your audience to understand that circumcision is unnecessary. And I'll read a statement from doctors representing 20 international medical institutions. And what they said is circumcision fails to meet the commonly accepted criteria for the justification of preventative procedures in children. It has no compelling health benefits, causes pain, and can have serious long-term consequences. And it conflicts with the Hippocratic Oath, which is first, do no harm.
Wow. This is really what you're talking about with your organization, is you're trying to have children have a voice in what's happening here.
They should have a voice. Parents need more information, because I think Americans have been in this tunnel vision of this belief that circumcision is necessary to do to babies. Nothing can be further from the truth. The intact body has a number of benefits. The foreskin is an important thing to have on a male anatomy. And there's a lot of downsides to circumcision people don't even realize until, unfortunately, until that happens to them.
Yeah. How widespread is it? I mean, isn't it commonplace?
It's common in America, but the trend is going downwards. The last statistics we have indicate like a 56% circumcision rate nationwide. It varies geographically, where the West Coast is the lowest. The Midwest tends to be higher, and then the East Coast tends to be around 50-50.
Wow. So what was the idea behind, because you're the director of Intaction, what was the idea of Intaction?
We were founded because we realized that Americans really needed some help in understanding these issues, and they weren't being given the correct information so they can make a proper decision on what's best for their children. They're hearing it one side from the medical community, which really is about billing, how much they can bill out, how much they can charge for this procedure. It's a billion-dollar business. So when you have this Goliath of a medical industry that's behind this and pushing it, it has been for decades, and we're just a little David kind of fighting back and pushing back against that.
Wow. All right, so the best place that people can go to learn more is intaction.org, right?
That's our, absolutely, that's our website. We have plenty of information there. We have real-life stories of men that have been severely impacted by this. People think that it's a quick little snip and nobody ever complains about it. There are psychological impacts of this throughout an individual's life, and unfortunately up to and including suicide and severe depression. And these stories, these are real-life stories. It's, you have to read it to believe it.
Wow. All right, so go and read those stories. Anthony, thank you for joining us on the show.
Thank you for having me again, Kate. I hope to speak to you soon.
All right, so I mentioned that we were also going to talk about vaping and lung injuries. Boy, oh boy. I mean, this is the buzz in the land that everybody's talking about, right? There were 2,200, I just read the statistic, there were 2,290 cases of lung injury linked to vaping as of just a couple of days ago, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. So that's jumped up another 118 cases. The vaping injuries have been reported in 49 states, and also the CDC is reporting 47 confirmed deaths in 25 states and the District of Columbia. The CDC recommends that people not use e-cigarette products that contain THC. This is what people have been talking about, which we know is the psychoactive ingredient in marijuana. And it appears that vitamin E, this thickener that's used, this acetate that's used in some vaping products, is also linked to these lung injury cases, and they're talking about other chemicals that they can't rule out. So the president is holding an e-cigarette meeting on Friday at the White House. This is how serious, obviously, it is, and it's been talked about, legislation, etc. And he's going to listen to the outside stakeholders on what younger people are doing using e-cigarettes, what the government's role in regulation is. This is according to some information that was released by the White House Deputy Press Secretary. So it's going to be advocacy groups, so they're pushing for it, the industry groups, nonprofits, medical associations across the board. That means, you know, everyone, wide open door. Good idea, of course. And what is the severity of this problem? Because the numbers are frightening. And then seeing some of those videos and photographs of people that are either dying or barely surviving, and they're not even 25 years old. Wow. And, I mean, children's health and safety and what they know or don't know about e-cigarettes, and this is such a phenomenon among teenagers who are, because it's the cool thing to do. I mean, we all know there was things you did when you went to school that you jumped on the bandwagon, and this is absolutely one of those bandwagon things. And whether it just, you know, the info wasn't out there, we weren't seeing it, whatever, this is obviously something incredibly serious, and it affects way too many people. And families are just devastated when they lose somebody to it, because it's, they're just not expecting that, right? And It's shocking. These, there was even a somebody who needed a double lung transplant. This is when it really popped off to me. Somebody who needed a double lung transplant after having a vaping injury because it was the only way they were going to survive. And can you imagine? You know, it's just not, you know, I can remember my great-grandmother smoking, and I remember that, I mean, they lived to pretty old ages. But I remember the conversation that my mother would have with us, like, hey, you don't want to go down this path, and the whole thing about cigarettes, and we know that, and we understand what's the warning is on the side of the pack of cigarettes, and it's our choice and all of that. But I think people just had no clue or just were not thinking, what are they inhaling, what are they pulling in, especially kids, and it becomes this epidemic. Because it is, like I said, the cool thing to do. So there were doctors at the Henry Ford Health System in Detroit, and they performed what they think is the first double lung transplant in the U.S. for a male patient whose lungs were irreparably damaged after vaping. So they wanted to get the word out to the public. They want to warn others that this is, they don't believe that this is something that's limited, this could happen to others, and we're seeing that the lungs collapsing, and that's why they're dying, etc. And the numbers certainly are low compared to how, I say low, I think they're high and scary, but low in the sense of how many people are vaping, but that's the whole idea. And it's this acetate that is sometimes used in the THC and other vaping products that might be the big problem for the national outbreak. And they're still trying to figure out what the risk factors might be, if there are any, among those who have gotten sick. So some states and cities have placed limits on sales of vaping products because they're being challenged in court. Walgreens, Walmart, they stopped selling them. They said, you know, forget about it. And remember, back in September, the administration said they were going to take action and look at a possible flavor ban. But that's why they're having this big meeting, because there's been some blowback to not doing that. And the CDC is being pretty strong about this. They're suggesting people completely don't use any vaping products with THC, no matter where they buy them, all of that, because they just don't know. There's too much that is unknown about what's happening here. I just can't imagine that feeling of having a teenager and then getting the word that they're in the hospital and their lung has collapsed, and it's because of this, you know, this vaping that they're doing with their friends and having really no idea. Now they would have more of an idea because of the conversations, but really having no idea as to what could possibly, you know, what this could possibly lead to. So the research and the race in this research to find the cause of these vaping related illnesses, I think, is so vital. And that's why we're talking about it on this edition of For Your Health. Hey, thanks to all of you for listening to this jam-packed hour of the show. Make it count, everybody.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.